elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Gracie and Alice with your 10 a.m. Zlines.
Queensland Road Safety Week begins this week, with Queensland Police saying their constant reminders for road users to slow down and stay attentive remain unchanged. So far this year, 52 motorcyclists have lost their lives on Queensland roads, making 2023 the deadliest year for motorbike riders. Police Superintendent Douglas MacDonald says motorcyclists are some of the most vulnerable road users, with car drivers playing a key role in helping keep motorcyclists safe.
The 2023 ECCA has welcomed the biggest crowd since 2019 and before the COVID-19 pandemic. About 400,000 people were estimated to attend the show this year, with 67,000 attending on the public holiday. R&A Chief Executive Brendan Christow says this year's show was a true celebration of the country coming to the city, and he thanks the people of Queensland for their support. It is estimated more than 150,000 strawberry ice cream sundaes were sold, including one to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Australia's first standalone large-scale waste-to-energy plant is set to open in early 2024. Together with another plant being built in Kwinana, south of Perth, the two facilities will process about 700,000 tonnes of waste a year and provide power for more than 80,000 homes. While the development provides interesting possibilities, environmental advocates say the waste-to-energy technique is not a solution to waste or pollution problems, with eliminating plastics and packaging from our waste streams the main priority we should be focusing on.
A Victorian recycling company has been fined $365,000 in federal court after it was revealed they were systemically underpaying refugees and asylum seekers. The company, formerly known as Polytrade, were found to be exploiting five workers who were on protection or bridging visas by only paying them between 53 and 58% of what the award required they'd be paid. The judge described the actions of the company as a cavalier disregard for the law, grossly underpaying migrant workers who spoke little English and were vulnerable to exploitation.
Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft has crashed into the moon following a pre-landing orbit problem. The first moon mission launched by Russia in nearly half a century was unmanned, with a special commission now looking into why the mission failed. The craft entered the moon's orbit last Wednesday and was planned to circle the moon for 5 days. This comes as Russia faces significant economic pressure from Western sanctions due to the conflict in Ukraine, and further signifies the decline of Russia's space power since the Cold War.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.